Proclamation number 9019 of 19th of July, 1965. 1 Corinthians 2:10. It is the Spirit out of God, who introduces you into the deepest depths of the divinity, into his eternally unfathomable nature, but who also reveals to you at the same time that no being is able to fathom him completely, even if he allows him insight into his rule and work in infinity. If he would like to initiate his children into the greatest secrets of his nature. But these will remain a secret until all eternity. But he reveals himself to his children, i.e., as far as they're receptive, he can illuminate them with his love. This means that in his child a light shines, which is so bright that nothing remains hidden. What could give you information about your relationship to him from the beginning? Inexhaustible is the knowledge, which you can receive, and still you will not be able to grasp his nature in eternity, but that what you experience will be enough to make you endless happy. You yourselves can increase the measure of knowledge at any time, because also no limits are set for you, provided that you have become perfect. Then you leave everything limited behind you. Your aim will always only be that you become worthy of his love, which again and again wants to shine at you and which you now no longer reject, as you once did. You have now entered into such intimate contact with the Divine Spirit that you can now also work in his strength. That it is not you yourselves who work, but God himself is in you with his Spirit. You have united yourselves with him, and whatever you do now, it is God himself who works every deed in you. Then you are truly his children who want to do nothing else than it is the Father's sanctified will, for the same will is also in the child. He who has reached this maturity can rightly say that he knows about the depths of the Godhead. For God himself has revealed himself to him. And for him there is now nothing more that is still veiled to him, because God's Spirit is in him and thus creates for him this feeling of the divine in him. But then the child has reached highest divinization. Then it is eternally no longer to be separated from God, but still remains an individual being, which is exceedingly happy and now also wants to transfer its happiness to other less happy beings. To reach this high aim still during earth life is your task, which you all ought to fulfill and also can, which earns you endless happiness, a lot, which no being can rob from you anymore. For once you have entered the kingdom of light you will constantly strive for the highest and most perfect being. And the being will also repay you for this will. It will let itself be found by you and continue to put you into the state of longing for it and also constantly fulfill your longing. Because the greatest is his love, and he does everything to make his children happy. And to this also belongs that he reveals himself more and more, that they all can gain insight into his nature and that he still does not reveal himself completely, because exactly therein lies his happiness to be able to offer more and more to his children, because the measure, which he hands out, is inexhaustible, because there is no limit for him as well as for everything perfect. That God now pointed out to man through his apostle the penetration into the depths of the Godhead was necessary with the spiritual state of men at the time of his walk on earth, because no man believed in such a bond of God to men that he could reveal himself to them in his depth. And still it was just the sign of it that the love of God was exceedingly great and that he wanted it that men sought to penetrate into his nature. That he offered himself to them so that they should feel empowered to get in touch with the Spirit out of God to get behind this great secret. He wanted to encourage them not to slacken their efforts to explore his being, even though they did not succeed completely, but he promised them that the deepest depths of the divinity would reveal themselves, and thereby inspire people to establish spiritual contact with the highest and most perfect being. For what was earthly and not possible, that the Spirit out of God wanted to teach man, and therefore God gave man a sign when this union was established, when knowledge about the nature of God would be given to man, which indeed could never be made exhaustively comprehensible to them, but was nevertheless regarded as a proof that God revealed himself as the highest and most perfect being, which can never be surpassed. And if a man now doubts this, the Bible gives him the best proof for it, that the Spirit out of God reveals to him the deepest things about his being. Because exactly out of the book of books you seek the proofs, but you do not want to accept the most important proof, that the Spirit out of God investigates all things, otherwise you could not oppose the revelations from above with any doubt. You could then also deal with it intellectually, and with goodwill it would be easy for you to acquire the truth. Amen.